So what I would say is that there is a crisis of institutional decay in our country.
Ramesh Panuru is a senior editor for the National Review. He's been writing about the Republican Party and the conservative movement for years. And while the Republican Party has more political power, he doesn't think the party has found its identity.
I'm not sure that there is a leader of the conservative movement. I think that other Republicans, like everybody, they've been disoriented by the political upheavals of the last few years, and they've not been quite sure what to do. But what's sort of remarkable is that you've got the situation where you've got a Republican Party that's in charge of almost everything. It has a degree of power that's historically nearly unprecedented when you look at its strength in state legislatures and governorships and the both houses of Congress and the White House. And yet it doesn't seem to have any idea what it wants. And none of the folks who are anti-Trump are really supplying much more of a direction. And so they're all sort of flailing around. I think it's not shocking, given that lack of an agenda, that Congress basically quit halfway through this congressional term.
So what do you do as someone within the conservative movement, someone who spends a lot of time thinking about this stuff? How do you stay engaged? Do you want to stay engaged?
Well, I think that there are multiple difficult tasks for those of us who want a conservative future. I think one of those things has to be to try to come up with what an agenda should be. Another thing that has to be done, I think, for conservatives is to try to sift what's good and what's bad in the Trump phenomenon. I do think that people who, like me, have serious problems with President Trump and the Trump phenomenon can't simply wish ourselves back to a pre-Trump Republican Party. Trump happened for reasons. We need to understand those reasons. We need to figure out which of those reasons have to be accommodated and which of them have to be fought.
When he is no longer president, do you think the Republican Party is going to have sort of a reckoning?
Well, I think that the party will be changed. Again, it won't just be a pre-Trump party. But especially in the heat of the moment, it is easy to overestimate how lasting these changes are. Look, George W. Bush had more elite support among Republicans than Trump has ever had. He won re-election, which Trump, of course, hasn't done yet. He won the only popular vote majority that Republicans have gotten in the post-Cold War era. And then compassionate conservatism just vanished without a trace. He did not, obviously, transform the party and his image in a lasting way. Nor did the failure, the perceived failure of the administration by the end, his polls were absolutely terrible. They didn't really stick with the party. Americans gave another generation of Republicans and another set of leaders a fresh chance. And I think that that's likely to happen this time, too.
So are you optimistic about the future for conservatism?
Whenever anybody has asked me that over the last couple of years, I'm always tempted to quote Kafka, that there is hope, but not for us. There is always going to be room in America for a political tendency that is relatively free market, relatively traditionalist, relatively nationalistic. That side of American thought, I think, hasn't run out of possible contributions to make to America. So in that sense, I am an optimist. I think conservatism is inevitably going to have a future, but it can be a pretty rocky ride between now and then.
Ramesh Panuru is a senior editor for National Review.